Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Is live at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at the Presidential Towers in Chicago on 720 WGN.
Where it is 1022. Nice to have you with us. The special broadcast that we do every year from the American Lung Association's Climb this year. And joining us now for the broadcast, who is getting ready to go and do the climb, actor Tim Daly, who you remember from the TV show Wings. You know from Private Practice, currently Madam Secretary, Sopranos, the list goes on and on. It's great to have you here with us. Good morning.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Are you excited about getting ready? Have you ever done anything like this, the four-tower climb before?
I have never done anything like this, and I am kind of excited, although I'm a little worried about my competitive spirit. And then I'll charge out there and then collapse on the landing, and they'll have to just cut me out of there.
That's how I would do it. That's how I would do. I would, you know, go in like I'm charging like a bull, and I would purposely fall, though, just so I wouldn't have to do the rest.
I'm trying to be very zen. I'm hoping that, you know, slow and steady.
I wondered why he looked so good. It's because he hasn't climbed yet.
That's right. Yeah, see me at the end, I'm a sweaty puddle.
Yeah, so far every single person we've had on the show has been a sweaty mess so far.
Yeah, so you look great.
You are the cleanest guest that we've had on the show
so far. Well, of course, your audience would have no way of knowing that because it is radio.
But it is smell-o-vision. You don't know that.
That's right.
It actually is. I've been in the lobby where people finish, and there's quite a bit of smell-o-vision going on there.
Very, very aromatic building today. Yeah. What brings you into this? What's your interest in lung health?
Well, I've become a spokesman for the American Lung Association in association with Pfizer to raise awareness about pneumococcal pneumonia, and which is a disease that my mom had. And like so many people who I've met since starting this, she thought she had a cold and wound up in the hospital for almost 10 days and, you know, was very, very sick. And, you know, when you get to be over 50 like I am, your immune system naturally slows down a little bit, and there's things you can do, you know, to help protect yourself from a disease like pneumococcal pneumonia and other lung diseases, and mainly that is to see your doctor and ask if you're up to date on your inoculations and, you know, see what's going on. So people should just be aware so they don't think they have a cold and then wind up in the hospital or worse.
Yeah, we've been talking about that with the executive director of the American Lung Association and others, of how people don't know that something is wrong until it gets quite severe. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, something like a quarter of a million people wind up in the hospital with pneumococcal pneumonia because they either haven't taken precautions or don't understand what's going on.
Is that fatal?
It can be, yes, it can be. You know, it's a serious lung disease, and the American Lung Association has, you know, designated it as one of the things that they want to target and raise awareness about so that people can avoid going through what my mom went through.
When you walked in, Jim commented to you that you don't age. You do look fantastic.
He's like Dorian Gray. It's unbelievable.
Well, you guys are very sweet.
I mean, seriously, when you walked in, you look just like you did on Wings
I was expecting Stephen Weber to walk in right behind him.
I don't know.
Okay, that I would have run the stairs faster than anyone ever has if Stephen Weber walked in behind me. That would have motivated me. I would have done it in like 3 minutes.
I hope spoken like a brother, that you know, that kind of thing.
No, I love Weber. It was his birthday the other day, and we talk all the time.
Yeah. You know, you've just continued to be part of one incredibly popular thing after another. Currently, you must be having a blast now with Madam Secretary.
It's great. I'm having a great time, and, you know, I'm back in New York where I'm from, which is wonderful for me. And, you know, we have a great group, a great cast, and I'm just loving it. But, yeah, I've been very fortunate to, you know, have had more than my share of bites of the apple.
It was so cool when he was on Sopranos because you're so used to seeing him at that time in your career in more lighthearted kind of roles. And he played this degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
And you played it so well. It was like, Wow, now that's a cool side that we never saw.
Oh, you just liked it because I got shot in the head.
Well, of course.
Come on, tell the
hey,
truth.
Hey, that's a badge of honor on Sopranos. It's no fun to live through the show.
I wonder if you sort of liked it because you got shot in the head, that it was so different from everything that we knew you as before.
Well, I thoroughly expect to someday be on, you know, a loop of everyone who was murdered on Sopranos. And there I'll be.
Like Joey Pants and all the rest of them.
Well, Joey Pants is funny because, you know, I worked with Joey. He's a friend of mine. And Joey is famous for not wanting to be killed. Like on The Fugitive. Remember The Fugitive?
Yeah.
Where he's hit in the head with a girder? So originally he was supposed to die, and he convinced them to let him do a scene where he sort of woke up in the end because he wanted to be in the sequel. And lo and behold, he was in the sequel.
Yeah.
So the producers of The Sopranos knew that. So I hate to, don't mean to be morbid, but they literally cut off his head and removed it from his body.
No chance.
That argument, he couldn't have that argument. But yeah, maybe they reattached my head, and then I, no, Joey, you're done. Not coming back on the show.
What kinds of things do you look for when you're looking at new roles and new projects?
I think I look for things that are somewhat unique and also, you know, things that seem like human stories that are interesting. What interested me most about Madam Secretary was really the marriage, because probably, unfortunately, there are pretty much no good marriages on television except for Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
And these people have a lot of problems, but it's a functional marriage, and despite their significant challenges, they're sort of in it, you know, and I like that about the show. I thought their relationship with their children was realistic. And then, of course, there's the political intrigue, which is fun and a total fantasy. I want to remind everybody, all your listeners of that, you know, geopolitical crises are not solved in 42 minutes like they are in Madam Secretary. So don't hope for that from your politicians.
Somebody should tell all the debate participants lately that world problems are not going to be solved in 58 minutes.
Right.
You were on Stephen Colbert last week, right?
I was.
What's that like? That's got to be... It's a trip to watch the show. I've seen, not this show, but his previous, the Colbert Report, live. And it's amazing to watch him in action live.
A lot of energy.
I will say that he is the best interviewer I've ever worked with, because he's really smart, he's really generous, and he takes good care of you. So I had a great time. That said, I'm such a fan of his that... It's a full-on blackout. If you ask me what I talk about, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Because you were just geeked to be on the show?
I was geeked, and it's nerve-wracking, you know, doing an interview with someone that you admire on a show that's so popular like that. So your lips move, and you hear sound coming out, but you have no idea what you're saying. Someday I'll watch the videotape, and then I'll...
And his dad is in one of the all-time great episodes of Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
The Train to Willoughby?
A Stop at Willoughby.
Stop at Willoughby, right. Yeah. And that was they just did a major marathon on FX or Sci-Fi over one of the holidays, and that one was on. I saw your dad. He was
okay.
Great.
So how weird is this? About 30 years ago, I was on this theater tour, and I was in Syria, of all places, in Damascus, and I turn on the TV, and there's my dad in the Twilight Zone.
Right, and you were in the Twilight
Zone. I'm like, okay, I am in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, exactly right. We also want to introduce Dr. Kovitz, who is with us, who is part of the Air Climb Who Knew campaign. Doctor, welcome. Nice to have you with us. Explain what this challenge is that you were part of.
Well, representing the American Lung Association, and I'm also at the University of Illinois, it's very important that we focus on diseases we can either prevent or minimize the impact of. And pneumonia, especially pneumococcal pneumonia, has a severe and significant impact on society, especially in those who are older and with chronic diseases. And with the availability of vaccination in general for pneumonia, for influenza, it's very important for people to, either with chronic diseases or as they get older, to talk to their doctors about the role of vaccination for them.
And so an event like this then becomes really important for projects like what you're working on, right?
Absolutely. It gets the word out, gets people involved, gets a lot of information to the public. People underplay the role of lung disease in our society, and seeing all these volunteers, all these climbers, all these people from industry getting involved and advocating for lung health is a wonderful thing.
People want to learn more about your projects. What's the best way to do that?
Go to the Lung Association, lung.org.
Okay.
You can find many of the resources and a lot of information on this.
All right. If I could also just say that if you go to whonew.org, you can find out specific information about your risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Perfect. Dr. Kovitz, Tim Daly, guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Tim, we hope that when you leave here, you'll go, I was so geeked to be on WGN Radio, I don't even remember what I just said.
On what?
Oh, perfect. Thanks for at least humoring me. I appreciate it.
Good luck on the climb.
Thanks.
And yeah, good luck with that. Tim Daly, a quick break, and we will update the news coming up next on WGN.